So we talked about some kind of like male and female energy and training methods. And in this video, I want to share some more light on it. Because most people have a preference for one of these training methods. You know, they either go for yoga, you know, they are going to focus on the feminine, or they are going to focus on fitness, you know, lifting heavy weights, you know, particularly, for example, for men, it's kind of like important to, you know, like lift like chest, biceps, you know, mainly male energy. And for example, some men, if you talk about explosive energy, they only train their upper body. But if you're going to do this for a long time and you only train upper body, you know, and, or you solely focus on male or female energy training, it is actually a kind of like, it's kind of like inviting, you know, some problems into your body because it's not balanced. You know, the reason why you as a man also want to do exercises with female energy is that it's going to bring you more inner peace. It's relaxing. It helps you experience less stress. It's not a problem for men, you know, to do yoga or qigong or tai chi or whatever. While fitness and weightlifting, it's just going to put more stress on your body. So we already experience a lot of stress, and then we are going to put more stress on our body. So other benefits of these like fluid, more feminine energy exercises like yoga or tai chi is that they actually work mentally and that you can heal yourself emotionally, and it also makes you sleep better. Male sports like these, you know, like with this fitness kind of stuff, if you do that, you are going to build strong muscles and your bones are becoming stronger and you push the limit of what your body can handle. In addition, also, you are going to release a lot of good hormones when you're doing this high intensity sports, and it helps maintaining your weight. It's also a great way actually to release, you know, some excess energy or emotions like anger or frustration. So both of these things are very important. And finding a balance between these two extremes is the most important thing you can do when it comes to movement. You know, your body is not just male or masculine or female or feminine. You know, if you are a woman, it doesn't mean you don't have male energy and vice versa. You as a male, or me as a male, also has feminine energy. And the goal is to find a balance between these two energies. And perhaps you think, if you're a man, for example, like me, it doesn't matter if I'm flexible, okay? But I can see that, you know, the trend is going towards mobility right now. And I think, you know, I'm a huge fan of that. And if you are a woman, maybe it doesn't matter if you are strong, but that's not what it's about. It's not about being strong or being flexible. It's about having a balanced energy output through these two different types of exercises. And this ensures you also that your mind and your body and your spiritual body are going to function better, and that energy just flows better through your body. And that's the reason why you actually want to do this. So additionally, you are going to get better at both sports if you're going to do them together. I mean, your yoga will progress if you do strength training, simply because you're going to be stronger and you can hold your positions easier and with less effort. And your fitness routine will go more smoothly because you have more rest and flow during your exercises, and you're going to be more flexible. So this all makes you feel good. And that's actually what this whole masterclass is about, that you have a specific state and that you feel good. You know, you want to feel as good as possible because this good feeling is actually what creates this high vibration. And with that high vibration, you are going to attract and manifest what you want. So I wanted to emphasize on, you know, this whole idea about male and female exercises again. And then I will talk to you in the next video.